Good evening and welcome to all, especially our guests who join us here tonight for the offering of this Mass of the Lord's Supper on this Holy Thursday. We continue our Passion Play that we call Holy Week. And we begin it continue this Passion Play in a new way in what we call the Triduum, which begins tonight, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturdays. The Triduum is the Latin word for 3 days. Think of it as a play in three acts, in which the focus is on the heart of the passion narrative of Jesus, in which we retell and relive again the events of our salvation in Jesus Christ, preparing us to celebrate that great event at the core of our faith, the resurrection. Think of tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday as all one long liturgy in which we spend 3 days of worship focusing on this passion story, this retelling, this living, reliving of a love story. Love not as an emotion, love not as a sentiment or a preference or a physical or emotional attraction, but rather love as the willingness or the desiring of the good of the other person, without any thought of the cost, without any expectation that that love will ever be returned in kind. You know, the norm for us is to act in goodness and affection with the unspoken understanding that in one way or another, it's going to be paid back. It's going to be reciprocated. You know, I do this for you, so I expect that you'll do something good for me. And all too easily, this can be turned into a form of manipulation, even domination. You owe me because of the good that I did to you. We want really at the heart not the other person's good. We want what's good for ourselves, what's in it for me. So we act not out of real affection or desire for the good of the other, but out of our own desires, our own needs. This first part of the Triduum, this Mass of the Lord's Supper, or this display of divine love, that's what we're celebrating tonight. Love given freely out of a desire for the good of the other. Love that is expressed specifically in the gift of the Eucharist and the ordained priesthood of Jesus Christ. We hear in the scripture readings tonight that Jesus is celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples. That's what John is telling us. That retelling, that reliving of the story from the book of Exodus, so that freedom from slavery of their ancestors in Egypt to freedom in the land of promise. And Jesus takes that bread, takes that cup of the Passover meal, and he gives it new meaning. He says, take this bread, take this wine, and says, this is my body, this is my blood, that sign of the new covenant, this sacred union between God and humanity that God enters into out of love for us. Simply for our good, not seeking to be rewarded. It's no manipulation, no domination, just out of love for us. That same divine love that is encountered at the creation of the world. And Jesus calls us into this sacred union to receive and to share his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist, so that Jesus will be with us always, and not just as sign, not just as symbol, but as what we call the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. That's what St. Paul tells us tonight as well, that this was the practice of the first Christians, that they received directly from Jesus, to offer in common prayer the sacrifice of the Lord's Supper and of the cross. Do this in remembrance of me. And so we do, each and every time we gather as the church in prayer for the Mass. When the priest lifts up that consecrated bread, that consecrated chalice of wine, and we're called to look upon it, it's for three reasons. One is so that we can believe in the real presence. The second is that we can encounter Jesus in the Eucharist. And the third, it's allowing the Lord Jesus to look on us in love, so that we can look back at him in love. That's what we do every time we offer the Mass. To retell and live this love story, not because it's a good story, but because we're called to see it as the story. The story that gives us the foundation, the framework as a people of faith in Jesus. Not Jesus as profound teacher or philosopher or reformer or revolutionary, but Jesus, God the Son, the Word of God made flesh, who loves us, desires only our good, only our eternal salvation in Him. And that's the real Jesus, despite of whatever books or specials at all. But you notice they just happen to come right before Holy Week, don't they? Trying to tell us who the real Jesus is. The real Jesus is here with us tonight in the Eucharist. And to help us to retell and to relive this love story that can be complete, Jesus also gives us the gift or the ordained priesthood of Jesus Christ. To share in this gift of Jesus in the Eucharist, for sharing the gift of Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins and of the other sacraments, to be and to act, the Latin phrase is in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. In the example that Jesus gives in John's Gospel after the Lord's Supper is another retelling and reliving of this love story. That is to be in the person of Jesus as an ordained priest. It's not about power. It's not about privilege. It's not about perks. It's not about domination. It's not about manipulation. But it's about giving the gift of divine love without seeking a reward. It's about giving of yourself. Getting down on your hands and knees to help wash away the sin, the sorrow, the despair, the loneliness, the pride, the arrogance, all the things that cling to our humanity. All the things that we cannot free ourselves from. And that freedom only comes through that encounter with Christ, who gives His life for us on the cross and the altar. These 3 days of the Triduum, just like a three-act play, they don't stand on their own. Holy Thursday does not stand on its own, nor does Good Friday, nor does Holy Saturday. They all have to be understood in union together. The sacrifice of the Lord's Supper, the sacrifice of the cross, the burial, and then the resurrection of Jesus, all one act of love. A word to you young men in this parish. If you're not considering that the Lord Jesus might be calling you to the ordained priesthood, you should be considering it. To the young men of this parish, and maybe not so young of the men of this parish, the Lord Jesus may well be calling you to the ordained priesthood of Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer, and hopefully the prayer of this parish, that you will be open for the possibility of that call and of that vocation of service and of love in Christ. For the story that we retell and relive this Holy Week, this first night of the Triduum, is that love story. That's why we take the bread, we take the wine, and do this in remembrance of me. And that's why the priest on this night strips off his chasuble and gets down on his hands and knees and washes the feet of the people, as does Jesus at the Lord's Supper. This ongoing love story, this story of God's infinite love for us in Christ, longing for our good, longing to love us, longing to be in sacred union with us, may it be the story of our lives.